Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Now, I don't usually get nervous before I go on the air. I'm kind of past that phase. But let me tell you, I'm always nervous when I'm talking to legends. And we've got an absolute legend on the line talking about his upcoming documentary. It is, I would go as far as saying, radio royalty, Dan Nevereth. Dan, welcome back to the show.
Joe, it's a pleasure to be with you on your show. And it's great to see how your particular profession has progressed. I remember you on working with Sandy Veach, and I would come up there and hang around with Sandy for a while. And I knew then, I could see that spark, that spirit, that look in your eyes, you know, someday I'm going to have my own show and I'm going to be on the radio. So congratulations to you. But please, I'm not some kind of a mythical character. I'm just Dan Nevereth, the kid from Keppel Street.
And that is so well illustrated in the upcoming documentary. It'll be premiering on Monday, 8 p.m. on WBBZ, and then part two of the two-part special the following Monday at 8 p.m. You know, Dan, it illustrates, you know, from a very young age. I mean, you were in love with this media that we're on today.
Yeah, you know, I would listen to radio broadcasts. And I have of an age where I can remember Jack Benny and people like that. And I would hear them do their thing and get the laughter. And then I would see somebody on television, the early television. And I thought, you know, that's something really neat. I'd love to be able to do that. How am I going to be able to do that? Well, we started doing that at the Boys Club of Buffalo on Babcock Street in South Buffalo. Myself, Danny McBride, Joey Reynolds, and two or three other people started a little radio station. It's an intercom station where we would play music and we would do play-by-play of the football games. We'd look out the window into the back property of the Boys Club and we'd do the play-by-play. We weren't nearly as good as Van Miller or Murphy or any of those guys, but we did our thing. And we even had a sponsor, Vian Amos Casa de Pizza. And our payoff was we would get to split one pizza every week. And it didn't go very far because there were too many of us. But that's where it started. And then doing the public address announcements at Tymon High School. And from there, being in a couple of plays and things, and going downtown to see some disc jockeys live and ask them, how am I going to get into this business? And a couple of the people that really influenced me were, if you remember, the guy called, well, you probably were, you're too young. He was Guy King. And WWOL had a radio station where everybody who was on in the afternoon was Guy King. So if this guy left, that was Bruce Bradley, the next guy in would be Guy King. So Bruce Bradley, I talked to him and I said, I probably won't be able to go to college. I can't afford it. And my grades weren't that great. How can I get into broadcasting? So he said, well, why don't you go where I went? I went to the Kern Studios in Syracuse. Now, Mr. Kern was a voice teacher, and he was also an operatic singer, and he worked with some people in broadcasting. So I contacted him, and he accepted me there. My dad drove me down to Syracuse. I worked on the loading dock at Edwards Department Store while I was going there. And then after the years when I got into broadcasting, or when people would ask me, where'd you go to school? I would say Syracuse. Because, okay, because I did. I did not lie. I did go to school in Syracuse. I never said university because I've never been on the campus of Syracuse University. And then over the years, almost everybody that I knew went to Syracuse University. All the guys on radio and television, they went there. But the early disc jockeys, we went to private broadcast schools. And it wasn't a four-year course. You know, you'd work there, you'd work with them for maybe 6 months, 8 months, or a year. And then you go out and find your $45 a week job at some little radio station. And hopefully the rest of your career would take off. And another guy who helped me and made me realize that it was not an easy business to get into was Rick Azar. Rick Azar, the famous broadcast team of, you know them from Channel 7, but Rick was broadcasting for a radio station from Niagara Falls. And their studio, they wanted to make a Buffalo impression. So they had a real good signal into Buffalo, but they wanted a studio here. So he was in a hotel on Delaware Avenue. So I went there to see him. And it was just a big hotel room with some broadcast equipment and a whole bunch of albums on the floor. And it was a real mess. But I was so impressed. He was going to talk to me, okay? So I said to him, Mr. Azar, how do I get into broadcasting? And he looked at me and he kind of smiled. He said, kid, because I was a kid then. He said, kid, it's a tough business. And he said, I wouldn't recommend it to anybody, but if you really want it, go for it. And that was it. I realized at that time it wasn't going to be easy. And then I remember going to WGR, and they were in the Lafayette Hotel. And the woman at the desk, I talked to her and I said, I'd like to leave an audition tape. And she said, what school did you go to? I said, Tymon High School. She said, no, I mean, what college? I said, I've never gone to college, really, but I want to get into broadcasting. What can I do? She said, son, I have to tell you, we won't have anybody here unless they're a high school college graduate and maybe some extra work there and have experience in the business. Well, long story short, I was working at WGR 2 years later, and I still don't have that degree.
You know, Danny, so many times in the documentary, you say, what if, you know, you talk about the job in Syracuse. What if you had, you know, taken that? What if you had gone to the many offers you had? And, you know, I left radio and went to retail. And I always think to myself, what if I hadn't, you know, gone back to work with Sandy Beach? And Danny, I've got to bring in now your best friend, someone who says that you're cheap, the great Sandy Beach is also here. Sandy, welcome welcome to the show.
It's good to be on the show, but I want to straighten out some things about Neverett. First of all, he sounds like a nice guy, easy to get along with, all that. And the question people ask me, because they know he's my best friend, they say, what drew you two, because you're different types of people, what drew you two together? And I think, and I hate to say, this is the first time this has ever been said, but I think we're tight together, we're as tight as it gets, because he remembers the time I visited him in prison. It was fabulous. I didn't know it was conjugal visit day, which made it a little tougher. But that's the kind of deal Nevereth has going. Now, this documentary on Dan is excellent. Dan, is PJ Fox on there? Because if she is, I'll watch it.
Okay, let me say this. Sandy has always said how cheap I am. He have I ever purchased a meal for you, Sandy?
You did one time. I was in the hospital. The hospital said, "Don't get any visitors," which I thought, well, that's going to be tough for me because I'm so popular. Danny came in and had a sandwich for me and surprise and a good rate. I got him at a discount.
You got more than sandwich and fries. See, you
I want to ask you a question. If you're such a nice guy, I want to know how all of your sons, there's four of them, how they all married beautiful women, huh? How did that work out? Because I see them, and then occasionally I see you, which is something I should look at that choice of companions. But they're all beautiful women, and we had a lot of fun broadcasting with PJ and you and Dan Jr. and all the guys. So this documentary is very interesting. I think it's because I've seen it already. They made me look at it because they wanted me to look at it because
make
the documentary, and I don't.
Got it. We did not make him look at the documentary.
I have a question. This is going to be on when, what time, and where?
It's going to be on BBC television on the 15th at 8 o'clock. They cut it into two parts. Part one will start at 8 o'clock on BBC TV. And then on the 22nd, they're running it, this part two, and that's going to be at 8 o'clock also. And on WBBC TV, 4 to 5 p.m., an encore, listen to this, sounds impressive, an encore broadcast of both parts. They've glued them together. And, oh, by speaking of gluing together, I'd like to thank my good friend, Ron Shoney, who's also done some work with Sandy. But Ron was responsible for putting all this together. He's a great, great producer, great voice guy. He's done a whole lot. We've done fun things over the years. But he's really responsible. He's the secret man behind the scenes who doesn't get a lot of credit, but he does a fantastic professional job. So God bless him, and thanks to him.
Well, when I saw the raw footage of it, I thought Ron did an excellent job, as you said, and I'm glad he's doing it on Buzz because they do a lot of home type broadcasting, which is very good because that's hard to find. Phil Arno, always a hometown guy, right first. So it is. It really is. I hate to say it, but it's really a nice piece, really well done, and worth listening to.
It is,
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know, Sandy and I have gone on trips and excursions together, thanks to Sandy. Because I remember, I love to travel, right? So let me tell you something about Sandy, what kind of guy he is, okay? I was in the studio with him, and we were fooling around on the air, having a good time, and he was talking about this trip, one of the trips he was going to take, okay? He said, you bring a lot of people along. So I said to him, you know, that sounds like a great trip. I traveled by myself. My wife, at the time, before she passed away, she didn't really like to travel because early in our marriage, we traveled everywhere, okay? But then at one point, she said, you know, you love to travel. I really don't want to anymore. So go ahead, you go. So I said to Sandy, I'd like to go on a trip, and I can pay, you know, I know the single supplement, if you just go by yourself, you have to pay more. It costs more. So he said, you're not paying for anything. Just like that. He was kind of, and I was scared. If you've worked with Sandy, you know how scary he is, right? He said, you're not paying for anything. You're going to go with us. And so I went on like four trips all around the world because of Sandy. He's the one that got me in there. And we never talk about this, but we didn't always get along. We did not always get along. Beamer, I don't know if you've ever experienced this, but he was, at one time, he was my boss. He was the program director. And we butted heads several times, okay? And we came out of all of that as very good friends. But at the time, it was a little iffy.
Well, it was fun watching my secretary get ready to call the securities people because it was one of those things where, as program director, there are certain things you have to do and you don't have much choice. Usually I make those things go away, but not always. And so Danny and I had a difference of opinion, but I've always said this, that he's a fabulous broadcaster. He has a great history, and I know he's going to say sometime during this look at him closely, he has five Halls of Fame, and he knows I only have three. And so this is a chance for him to get that and brag about that on television. How about that?
Okay, let me tell you another Sandy story, all right? But before I forget, though, I want to thank the folks at Hector's Hardware. They're actually sponsoring the thing on television. And my good friend, Accordion Bill, okay? So thank you, Hector. Thank you, Accordion Bill. But here's the story on Sandy. Do you have time for a little story here?
Of course.
Oh, okay, all right. Sandy had his office at the radio station. It was WKBW at the time. And he was a program director. So I came up to see him for something or other. And his secretary she looked like she was going to faint. She was, like this. I said, well, what's the matter? What's going on? She said, well, Sandy's very, very upset. So I'm thinking, wait a minute, I didn't do anything to make him upset. So I go into his office and there's steam, actual steam coming out of his ears. Okay. His face is beet red. And he said to me, I'm going downstairs and I'm going to punch him in the mouth. And now he was talking about our general manager. Now I said, Sandy, you can't punch a general manager in the mouth. That's the end of your career. You can't. He said, I'm really feeling. So I had him settle down. Okay. Well, so now he's sitting behind his desk. Well, unfortunately, on his desk, there was a pile of tapes, audio tapes. And on the top of the pile of tapes, there was one that was not in the box. It was just loose, and there was a little thread hanging down from the tape. So I said, okay, we're all set now. And all of a sudden, the anger came up again. And he stood up, and he grabbed this tape, and he hurled it against the wall across the room, and he uttered a profanity as he threw it across the room, and the tape curled around his finger and caused the world's worst paper cut. Unbelievable. So now he's I had to stand in front of the door. He came running toward me, and fortunately, he stopped just because he would have killed me. I mean, he would have run over me. There would be tire tracks on my body, and he would have run downstairs, punched the general manager, and lost his career, and I would be lying there half dead. So that's
well, you won that one, but I'll give you one that I won about you, and we'll call it a day. Danny used to do a lot of outside things, appearances, record ops, things like that. And I, at the time, had horses. And I loved, before my show started in the afternoon, I'd love to ride my horses and do things. And they would take up my whole day. So I didn't do a lot of outside appearances at the time. So Danny knew that. So anytime he got a request to make a personal appearance, couldn't fit into his very heavy schedule, laden with cash. He would tell him, Sandy loves outside appearances. Why don't you call him? And people did call me. And when they called me, I had to think on my feet. I needed a quick excuse as to why I couldn't do that record hop, why I couldn't do that appearance. And so I was thinking about it. I was thinking about it. And one day he came up to me and he said, did the minister from Eden call you? I said, no. He says, well, he's going to. He's going to call and ask you to do a record hop. And I said, oh, he is. Okay. When's he going to call? He said, within a couple of days. So a couple of days later, the phone rings and it's the minister from Eden. And I say to him, what can I do for you? He says, I'd like to hire you to do a record hop. And I said, well, I'm sorry, I just can't do it, after he gave me the date and the information. And he said, well, I'll tell you what, you don't have to do a lot because we got Eddie Fainter, the king in his court, which is baseball. And he draws nice people, but we need an MC. And you don't have to stay the whole game. You only have to stay like a couple of innings. I said, I'm sorry, I just can't. Now I'm thinking, I'm going into really rapid thought movement. When he comes in with, you only have to introduce the team. That's all you have to do. And he said, I'll tell you what, you introduce the team and play one inning and we'll have a deal. I said, well, have you ever seen me? And the guy said, minister said, no, I haven't. I said, well, I can't play baseball because I have no right hand. Well, they just immediately, I could see it coming out of their eyes. How could Danny do this to me? I said to him, did Danny never tell you to call me? And he said, yes, he did. I said, he's always doing cruel things like that. And that's how it ended. So I won that one. And that's just one. When you travel with him, every stop, he speaks a different language. Okay? And I just said to him, don't do that shtick when we're in Germany. Because he would have, had I not warned him. So that's just one of the fun-filled days of Dan Nevereth and Sandy Beach.
Well, Dan Nevereth, Sandy Beach, the documentary premieres on Monday, 8 p.m., and then the following Monday, the second part, and as Danny said, you have the Glued Together One Big Special on the 27th at 4 and 4:30. We are speaking to two of the greatest to ever do it, Dan Nevereth, Sandy Beach. Guys, thank you so much, and Dan, congratulations on such a great documentary, and I look forward to talking with both of you very soon.
Hey, Buzzy. Before you go,
yeah.
I am so proud of the work you're doing. You're doing fabulous. It's very listenable, and more power to you.
Well, Sandy, thank you. If it wasn't for you, I'd be at Target right now. So I thank you.
You hear that, Nevereth? You had four boys. I had Buzzy.
This may be the only good thing he's ever done.
Bye.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. That is Sandy Beach.
Thank you, Joe.
And Dan Neverth. Dan Neverth's documentary will be premiering at 8 o'clock on Monday the 17th. It's great. I watched it yesterday. Great documentary, and you know, just right from the beginning, his love of radio as a kid and all through his career. And I love talking with both of them. And I'm so happy they made time for us this afternoon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.